2. Jesus' Appearance at Bethany. From the time of the Maranatha resurrection until the hour of his Spirit ascension on high, Jesus made 19 separate appearances in visible form to his believers on earth. He did not appear to his enemies, nor to those who could not make spiritual use of his manifestation in visible form. His first appearance was to the 5 women at the tomb, his second to Mary Magdalene, also at the tomb. The third appearance occurred about noon of this Sunday at Bethany. Shortly after noontide, Jesus' oldest brother, James, was standing in the garden of Lazarus before the empty tomb of the resurrected brother of Martha and Mary, turning over in his mind the news brought to them about 1 hour previously by the messenger of David. James had always inclined to believe in his eldest brother's mission on earth, but he had long since lost contact with Jesus' work, and had drifted into grave doubting regarding the later claims of the apostles that Jesus was the Messiah. The whole family was startled and well-nigh confounded by the news brought by the messenger. Even as James stood before Lazarus's empty tomb, Mary Magdalene arrived on the scene and was excitedly relating to the family her experiences of the early morning hours at the tomb of Joseph. Before she had finished, David Zebedee and his mother arrived. Ruth, of course, believed the report, and so did Jude after he had talked with David and Salome. In the meantime, as they looked for James and before they found him, while he stood there in the garden near the tomb, he became aware of a nearby presence, as if someone had touched him on the shoulder, and when he turned to look, he beheld the gradual appearance of a strange form by his side. He was too much amazed to speak, and too frightened to flee. And then the strange form spoke, saying, "James, I come to call you to the service of the kingdom. Join earnest hands with your brethren, and follow after me." When James heard his name spoken, he knew that it was his eldest brother, Jesus, who had addressed him. They all had more or less difficulty in recognizing the Maranatha form of the Master, but few of them had any trouble recognizing his voice, or otherwise identifying his charming personality, when he once began to communicate with them. When James perceived that Jesus was addressing him, he started to fall to his knees, exclaiming, "My Father and my brother!" But Jesus bade him stand while he spoke with him. And they walked through the garden and talked for almost 3 minutes, talked over experiences of former days and forecast the events of the near future. As they neared the house, Jesus said, "Farewell, James, until I greet you all together." James rushed into the house, even while they looked for him at Bethpage, exclaiming, "I have just seen Jesus and talked with him, visited with him. He is not dead. He has risen. He vanished before me, saying, 'Farewell until I greet you all together.'" He had scarcely finished speaking when Jude returned, and he retold the experience of meeting Jesus in the garden for the benefit of Jude. And they all began to believe in the resurrection of Jesus. James now announced that he would not return to Galilee, and David exclaimed, "He is seen not only by excited women, even strong-hearted men have begun to see him. I expect to see him myself." And David did not long wait, for the fourth appearance of Jesus to mortal recognition occurred shortly before 2 o'clock in this very home of Martha and Mary, when he appeared visibly before his earthly family and their friends, 20 in all. The Master appeared in the open back door, saying, "Peace be upon you. Greetings to those once near me in the flesh, and fellowship for my brothers and sisters in the kingdom of heaven." How could you doubt? Why have you lingered so long before choosing to follow the light of truth with a whole heart? Come, therefore, all of you, into the fellowship of the Spirit of truth in the Father's kingdom. As they began to recover from the first shock of their amazement, and to move toward him as if to embrace him, he vanished from their sight. They all wanted to rush off to the city to tell the doubting apostles about what had happened, but James restrained them. Mary Magdalene only was permitted to return to Joseph's house. James forbade their publishing abroad the fact of this Maranatha visit because of certain things which Jesus had said to him as they conversed in the garden. But James never revealed more of his visit with the risen Master on this day at the Lazarus home in Bethany.